Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What we want to know now is, if you had control over the universe, what would you ban?
Is there
something you're just like, I want to ban?
Mobile phone ads that make you think that your storage is full or that there's viruses on your phone.
That's a thing? What
you
kind
guys
of
don't get
apps
that?
Are you on?
Oh my gosh. Mm. Every time I go
the
on
hub.
Like you no, it's like YouTube. I'll hop on YouTube and the first thing is your phone is out of storage. And I'm like, that's an
and
ad.
And then you're trying to click on okay or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's, that is the yeah.
Yep.
That's awful.
There's so many clickbaity things on the places I go right now that I it's awful. I agree with you. That should be banned.
Yeah.
Because they've gotten me several times. And I've bought McAfee, I bought Norton, I bought all these different. Yeah,
that's why you keep getting new phones.
Yes. And then my phone is actually full of storage from all the stupid crap I bought.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else want to go?
Yeah. I would make it illegal to be walking in a crowded space and just stop and look around, like at an airport, right? When you get off the trains.
Oh, you gotta go.
Gosh, yeah. You gotta go.
You gotta go.
You can't just stop and look around. I am trying to get up and past you on the escalator.
You've been standing the whole time on the train.
Top of the escalator looking at the sign.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get closer to it.
Yep. Yes. I have nearly
that should be banned.
Taken people down.
Don't.
I do on purpose.
Yeah, don't nearly anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just do it.
Okay, but I don't want to hurt
tackle
anyone.
Dummy.
No, you don't have to hurt him, but just like push him.
Yeah, I'm sorry, parents, when it's a kid, just grab them and get out of the way.
You guys, that's their movie moment. They're coming on vacation. They're coming to the top of the escalator. Yeah. I'm here.
No,
and then
no,
Aaron's
keep,
football shoving.
Keep walking.
Like,
you're here.
Like, oh, it's not a movie.
Keep walking. Keep walking. No, dude.
Aaron takes her little rolly. And
yeah. This is, mine is kind of eerily similar to this. Mm. The grocery stores have gotten out of hand. And I don't know. There's just moms want to chat in the grocery stores, and then they park there. It's like two cops when they park next to each other, and they talk to each other, but two moms park at the end of an aisle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Wow,
like,
I haven't
not
seen that.
By the tortillas, like on the end, but at the end where you need to go, like still in the aisle.
So when they're parked right in front of like the whole salad section.
Yeah, the thing
you're like,
you want. Like, you know the sardines where there's sardines and all the weird canned meats and stuff? Park there. No one wants that food.
Canned meats?
Yeah, any potted, weird canned meats. Okay. That's a place to park and talk. But if you're in front of the salad,
I've never been down that aisle.
Like,
ta-da! That's why you can park and talk there. Because no one wants to be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is much like when you see the two moms talking. It's much like when you see the two cop cars. You're like, I'm going to turn around.
You're going to
go on this aisle instead.
I have walked all the way down a King Soopers aisle.
Those are long aisles.
Long. Mm-hmm. To go back around. And then they're like, and they move over and they're in my aisle again.
You know what I do?
What?
Push up!
She gets her little rolly thing and goes, ah!
Listen, if you want to be violent or you just want to ban something, we want to hear what you would ban forever. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
If I got to ban something, I would ban wind chimes. I don't think they should be.
Why is this your hill?
Because I don't think they should be legal. I couldn't put a speaker in my backyard and just let it play at all hours of the night.
The speaker's not pretty.
And also,
it could be. Who's to decide what's pretty?
How loud are these wind chimes?
They're creepy. I think, especially at night, they get real eerie. It gives the neighborhood an eerie feel.
I've had neighbors that have like the 6-foot long tubular bells.
Okay, well, that's
so it's like, it's almost like being next to Notre Dame or whatever. It's like, bang, bong, bang, bong. bong, and you're like, that's a lot. And when it when the wind's really going and two of them are going at the same time, they're not supposed to, they don't harmonize well.
Uh-huh.
It does hit my musician ear weird, but okay. Like, come on, man. Get over it.
No.
Who sent in our group text?
I'm going to take my thing and I'm going to ram them.
Somebody sent in our group text. Hot dogs? Who was that?
Yeah. Because it was a hot dog wind.
It was a hot dog wind.
Aaron sent that.
Yeah, yeah, you would like
maybe
that.
Maybe Hack would like it.
And they wouldn't really make it. They'd just make kind of like a...
Yeah.
Very on pitch.
That is beautiful. That's a good sound.
Not quite that.
Yeah.
But they would just be kind of like sliding against each other. Like... Yeah.
I would like to talk about the other one that no one said yet.
Okay.
It's, hold on a second. Hello?
Oh.
Hello? Mm. Holding your phone. What would you call this pose of holding your phone? Like it's a
perpendicular to the
floor. But it's like
or
the
parallel
tray,
to the floor.
Yeah.
It's like a tray pose, like you're a waiter walking
you're
with your
tray of drinks.
You're not
listening, you're just talking.
Yeah, you're just kinda. And you're holding your phone mm-hmm. and you're in A group for Southwest. And they are on speaker, and you're like, no, no, man, I told that girl to get out of my house, man. And you're like...
So just speaking on speaker in public.
100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In public at all, but especially when you're sort of the center of attention. Like, you're in A group. You're winning.
Right.
You don't need any more attention.
Be seen?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I saw a guy doing it while eating a salad. So he's like, holding his own... In A group. I don't remember where. How was he holding the salad?
Was it on top of the phone?
It might have been.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he was like, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. You're rude to the person on the phone because you're eating a salad.
You're rude to the people around you.
Yes. Because
you're on the phone.
Yes. Huh. Okay. Is everybody okay? Does anybody want to do any more or want to go?
I think we can see what other people want
to
ban.
If you would like to ban something forever, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about things that need to be banned, and I would like to take a moment to offer the floor to Erica to read aloud the text she read just a few moments ago from some... This is when you get to call the radio station and say, I want to ban, like, something just... Like, it's kind of just an annoyance to all of us, and we just want to ban it.
There was one mean one and one nice one.
Okay, read the mean one first.
They want to ban old people driving, old people in the grocery store. If I could speak. Old people, LOL. And I said, what did they do to hurt you?
I mean... I'm half on their side.
Aaron!
Old people driving? Hazards.
I'm a hazard!
Not as bad as old people.
No, okay.
They claim that they merge while I'm still in the lane, run over my ankles.
Yeah. Dude, but just
my kids old without people, asking. There's, what kind of old people are you around?
There's no young people without old people, so.
Absolutely. Now, the nice one we got was, I would ban mean dogs. Every dog you meet will be friendly and awesome all the time.
You need to have her over to your house to read to your kids, man.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah, pretty good. A good shift there. You could do the villain. And then the protagonist.
Anna?
Yay.
Yay. What are we going to ban for you?
Okay, so anytime there's an ad on the radio with a siren or fire truck, I think it should be...
It's only funny when you do it, Slacker.
I know, and I do it all the time, and we get so many complaints. Like, during Stupendously Stupid Stories, it's like you can't tell a story without little bit of cop. But then if you're driving, yeah. I have it enough in the background. Yeah, you yeah. think. Here's the other
it's
one
like
that should
that
be banned.
Shawn Millionaire song where there's a car crash.
Oh.
They see
oh,
me. Yeah. Is it that one? Yeah.
No, this is the other fun one that I like to do, and I sometimes play this in the middle of songs. So I'm giving away a radio
is
secret.
It?
Oh. It's so subtle. And you will, you like.
I thought you were going to do the. Ooh.
No.
The whale.
The ghost
one.
Whale.
Yeah. Anna, we can't ban that one for you. We can't ban that one for you because I do it. Tracy?
Yay.
Yay. What are we banning?
Mandals.
Mandals?
I'm sorry, what
Man sandals.
Oh.
Why? Just, why do girls get to wear them and we can't? That's stupid.
It's a bad look.
It's a bad look with socks, but it's a good look.
No, not with socks.
I'm sorry. Are you going to go to Mexico with your fiancé and, like, hang out?
Yeah, he's allowed to wear sandals.
What?
No.
Yes, if you when you're in Mexico, that's what you wear, man.
He wears them like around the house and at the pool. That's it. He's not like toes out. Like
he just wears flip flops.
Yeah, I'll let him wear flip flops at the pool. What do you want him to wear?
So flip flops are better than a mandal for you.
Okay,
the slides are best.
Sandals are like for. You know, they just remind me of little girl shoes.
Oh, so you're talking about more the leathery woven. Yes. Yeah. No. Okay. I
don't
get rid of
even
those.
Know what she's referencing.
It's like a like a sandal for a guy, but like so a slide all day. I'll accept it.
Oh yeah, slides
flip
are fine.
Flip flop. Yes, like, I don't care what TX says.
Flip flops out.
No,
you got to be able to put socks on just in case.
They're kind of weird.
So flip flops out.
In case of what?
A threat? I don't know. In case you got a
your sock is.
I don't know. Okay.
Sometimes you when you talk, I just wanna.
You got to be ready.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy. I'm not. I am banning that one. I think.
Okay.
Danica.
Yay.
Yay. What are we banning?
We are going to be banning, if you've got three or four lanes and you're turning right, turn right. Don't sit there at the red light. Turn right.
Oh, at a red light.
Oh.
People who turn right.
Turning right on red. Wow, I was envisioning turning left and I was like, danger.
You can turn left on a red light if it's a one way.
No.
I know.
One way into a one way, you can turn
left.
There's
no way.
100%. It's absolutely true.
I'm not going to do it.
People fail it on the driver's test. Go downtown. If you went to
downtown's where it happens.
Downtown Denver, you do it all the time.
No,
you're like turning. Yep. You're just like.
I still feel so
weird. I'm behind
people.
I'm like, go, and they're like, it's red, and it's like, I know.
But
it's a one way.
Say
it's a one way.
You can go ahead and turn.
What?
The signs are vague. They're always talking about pedestrians. If they're here, and then you just.
Did anyone else hear her just slip into Eeyore?
That wasn't Eeyore.
I was like, you can go ahead and turn.
No, I was like, you can go ahead and turn.
Okay. What? Jerry.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. What are we banning for you?
We are banning people eating with their mouth open.
Meeting with your...
Are you okay?
I am mixing up letters.
Yeah, no, I think you're having a stroke.
Eating, that's not funny because that is my biggest fear.
Write it down. Write it down. Write it down.
I didn't say it's my worst nightmare.
It's the same thing. Biggest you say fear, biggest fear and worst nightmare 100 times a day.
My note is called Erica's biggest fear / worst nightmare.
Yes, you say it so often. We're about to ban it.
I didn't know
my
you
God.
Had a real note.
Yes, of course. He does. It's so
Are
maddening.
Are you gonna rank them someday?
Yes.
It's gonna be like a 4-week series. Kind of an expose.
Blake. Oh no, Blake.
Yay.
What are we banning? Awkward pauses.
Cleaning places that people wouldn't go before people come over.
I like this one.
Like your mom makes you go. It's like, oh, go clean your closet. Like, mom, nobody coming over.
Are you a kid?
Yeah. Right? Are you a kid?
Yes.
I'm with you, Blake.
Yeah. Are your parents listening?
That's like my biggest nightmare.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.